Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome to our studios a very, very famous and attractive person to come from the Rhode Island music scene, now known internationally. Gigi Mitchell-Velasco is here. Welcome back, Gigi.
Thank you. How do I look on the radio?
Am
I dressed right for the radio?
My hair looks good. Gigi has been on our show before, but I have to tell you, this is show number 332 for Conducting Conversations, and that means about 7 years worth of shows, and Gigi was on show number 7.
Wow.
So that was a long time ago.
It was. I remember when you first started doing this.
There you go. And we're here for a very special occasion. Gigi and I will be talking about Rhode Island musical artists for the Philippines putting on a benefit concert coming up next weekend, December 28th at 4 o'clock. And we'll give you all the details about that. And Gigi, just a little bit about yourself before we get started on the benefit concert that we're going to be listening to music from. You've been singing opera now for how long?
Oh, I've been singing. I've had a 20-year career, I would say. It's mainly concert work. I've done some opera, mainly symphony orchestras all over the country. I've done international work. I've been in Prague. I've been in Switzerland. I've been in Germany.
And also accompanist to a lot of people playing.
Well, now in particular, I'm doing a lot of accompanying piano, and I'm an organist now, so I'm sort of home, a little more home than I was before.
Well, it's good to have you back home and back around. I know that when you were going there for a while, it was hard to get a hold of you, track you down.
Yeah, I was never here, so now I'm here a bit more. So.
All right, let's talk about this performance coming up on December 28th, and this is a benefit to benefit what?
It's to benefit the victims of Typhoon Haiyan, which is a typhoon that happened in the Philippines in November. And I have to say, when we first started thinking of doing this, it was sort of we said, hey, we should do something, because people kept calling the house and they kept emailing Noel, are you okay? Is your family okay?
Yeah, we should explain that Noel, Gigi's husband, is from the Philippines.
Right. And it was extraordinary, the care and concern that our friends and even acquaintances, not really close friends, people were very, showed a lot of love and concern to him. And we said, gosh, what should we do? We should do something. We should do a concert or something. It was literally just a conversation over the breakfast table. We should do a concert or something. And we put it out on Facebook, which, as you know, spreads everything like wildfire.
Right.
And we said, you know, would any of our artists, musical artists, friends be interested to play a concert for the Philippines? And we thought we would get one or two people, and it literally just blew up. It was amazing, the generosity and love that the artists in Rhode Island started showing to us. We got calls from people from the Rhode Island Philharmonic that I've known for years. We got calls from people. I managed to be able to talk to the Providence Singers and some members. Allie McMillan was kind enough, who is the executive director of the Providence Singers, to spread the word, and people have come forward and offered to perform. Soloists are vocal soloists who are known for that as their career, are going to be in the choir. I mean, we have this combined choir we came up with. We should just do choral pieces. And people that are actual soloists said, I want to be in the choir. I mean, how fabulous is that? We have close to 35 people of, you know, some Verdi voices. And I mean, it's just an extraordinary thing that people have shown their love and generosity for this cause.
All right. Well, we'll give you more details about that. But right now, I just want to play a piece that we had on the air 7 years ago, and this will bring back some memories for some people. But here we go with what do you know what this is called?
This is a piece from Berlioz, Les Nuits d'été.
Here we go. So there you go. You have a little taste of what Gigi did quite a while ago, and a beautiful voice and great talent. And Rhode Island is very, very proud to have her as a member of our artistic family. And that ties into the Rhode Island Musical Artists for the Philippines concert. And tell us about how you, you know, got the name for the program and things like that.
Well, the name is actually a Tagalog word, Bayanihan, and it's... Bayan can mean country or community. And my husband coined the English helping one another because literally bayanihan means to carry, like when you would do the barn raising.
Okay.
Well, this would be a community of
Filipinos.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This would be when the Filipinos wanted to move their house. Their houses used to be on stilts, and they would literally get bamboo poles, and the entire community would come out mm-hmm. and help this family move their entire home on the stilts. And at the end, to help, you know, to celebrate the move and to thank the people for moving the house, they would give a big party. And continually, I kept saying, this is going to be a big music party for a benefit. And sure enough, it's a real bayanihan. It's
All
a
right.
real helping one another, just like the community in the Philippines.
The list of people performing is very, very long, which I'm not going to go into now. We'll touch on some as we go through, but let me give the details. It's going to be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Pawtucket, and that's on December 28th at 4 o'clock. And this is probably going to be more than an hour or two.
It's going to be a little over 2 hours.
A little over 2 hours.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a phone number to call if you'd like information. It's 401-965-4641. And that sounds like a familiar phone number to me.
It is. It's my number.
Oh,
I figured that we're getting close, and my husband and I know the most about the program. So
All right.
It's a suggested donation. So where on earth are you going to hear this many marvelous artists? For it's basically a free concert. It's going to be out of the generosity of your heart to donate to this cause, and you're going to hear some amazing people.
All right. Why don't you tell us about this first person? Actually, is two brothers are performing separately.
Two brothers. Yeah. One used to be the organist at the Episcopal Cathedral here, and he and I became friends when I started doing my organ thing. I started playing the organ. Brink Bush. He is a performer that's performed all over. He's an international mm-hmm. soloist. He's the most incredible what do you call? He loves Mittelschulte. This is a composer that not too many people have ever even heard of.
Hmm.
And he's a specialist in Mittelschulte. And probably the music is so complicated and so difficult. And his technique is so amazing. He's probably one of the few people in the world that can actually play Mittelschulte. And this piece I think that you have chosen here is a piece that's only for the pedals.
Okay,
it's
well,
only pedals, and it sounds like he's using 15 hands. It's amazing.
And this is only pedals now,
mm-hmm,
all right?
Perpetual motion.
All right, we'll listen to that and then come back for more. Simply amazing, thinking that that's just pedals. That's amazing. That's worth the trip alone.
And I'll say.
There is so much more that's going to be happening. Gigi told me off air there's a cast of over 50 people, choir of about 35 or so,
yep.
And then all these other performers together. It's going to be an amazing event. And now there's a brother that also has talent.
Well, Brink, when he volunteered, I mean, all these people volunteered their time and efforts, and he said, oh, my brother will play, because his brother is a great Chopin and Schubert pianist, specializes in Chopin. And I said, well, you can't volunteer your brother. How do you know he'll come? He lives in New York, and he's performed also all over the world. In fact, the two of them recently did a duo concert in Paris.
Oh, of course.
Two brothers in Paris. So with him on the organ and his brother on the piano. So I indeed did call Mitch, and he said, of course I'll come. And I said, well, it's so far for you to come. Everybody's donating their time. We don't have extra funds to house you or to fly you down. He said, you know, don't worry about it. I want to do this.
Great. All right. Let's hear this by Mitch Bush.
Thank you.
again, sounds like an amazing talent. All that talent in one family.
Frank Mitchell Bush and Brink Bush. They're a dynamic duo.
There you go. We're now going to talk about a group called the Mango Trio. And where are they from?
Well, they're in Providence. Their head or their keyboard artist is Richard Hundley, who many people know as the manager over at Avery Piano.
Sure.
And Richard and I became friends when I bought my Steinway over there. And he's an amazing jazz pianist, which I didn't know when I bought my piano. He said, oh, you should come and hear us. We play at Vintage all the time. I don't know if it's Wednesday night, Vintage Restaurant in Woonsocket. And I had no idea how great they were. They're really a terrific trio, and they have a vocalist. I actually don't know if their vocalist, Liz, is coming with them. I think she might be. But when I talked to Richard about this event, I said, ask the Mangos if they'll come. And I said, and we don't have a piano that's really worthy of all these great pianist that, you know, that we're having for this event. I said, what are we going to do? And he said, well, I can work out something where we can donate a piano. Yes. Yeah, so that's the kind of thing I mean by people
Avery
helping out. It's amazing.
Is going to get a piano to the church. That's
Avery
worthy.
Is going to get a piano, a nice grand piano for us to use.
Excellent.
Yeah.
If they forget and leave it there, I'll
that would be okay. Yeah. Many thanks to Avery.
All right, let's hear from this Mango Trio before we take first break. This is a little bit of a long piece, so we're going to kind of fade into it and listen to as much as possible, and then we'll be back for more after a few commercial messages.
Thank you.
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. We're sitting with Gigi Mitchell-Velasco is on with us this evening, and we're talking about the Rhode Island Musical Artist for the Philippines presenting a benefit concert on December 28th, 4 o'clock, at the St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Pawtucket. Anybody who's anybody is going to be there, I think.
That's correct.
We've already listened to a great pianist, a great organist. We heard you singing in the beginning of the program, and then a little jazz to go out the last segment. And we'll have lots of others, so tell us about them.
One thing we should mention is Chris Turner and his musical partner, Rachel Maloney, a violinist. Chris Turner is known to many of Rhode Island artists as the harmonica player in Aurea. And I asked Aurea to be with us, and half of them were going to be out of town, so half of them came. Catherine Winterstein, who's a violinist, is going to be playing the Archduke Trio with Eric Mizanson and Dan Harp. Dan Harp is a cellist whom people know from Brown, also a soloist from all over the world. He's conducted many master classes and concerts all over the world. Catherine Winterstein, as I said, I believe Catherine plays in the Rhode Island Philharmonic. If not, she's definitely a member of Aurea, because that's how I met her. We have Eric Mizanson, who I mentioned just a few minutes ago, who I met when I was actually playing opera workshops. And he's a great chamber musician and opera coach, so That's how I met Eric. We have Peter Krasinski. Peter Krasinski is an incredible silent film organist. You know, remember the old days where the silent films, and they would have an organist playing on the old Wurlitzer? Well, Peter is the quintessential improviser for this sort of thing, and he can improvise anything. He's going to be improvising on a tune called Bayan Ko. Bayan, from the word Bayanihan. Yeah. Bayan means country. Bayan Ko, my country. It's a very famous Filipino patriotic song, and Peter is going to be improvising, and we're going to have a film presentation, actually, of a photographer from the Philippines who does these marvelous landscapes, and we're going to show the beauty and the devastation, and I think Peter just very well might be playing something while that's going on. We have Jane Murray, which she's a very good friend of mine. I've known her for years. She was a partner of mine in the Rhode Island Philharmonic Quintet when I was playing flute. I'm no longer doing that, but she is. She's the English horn player in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and she volunteered right away. She and Cheryl Cohen, who's a great friend, flutist, who
flutist or flautist?
It's whatever you hire. You want to hire a flautist? They'll come. You want to hire a flutist?
Does it cost more for a flautist?
Sherry actually is an author. She's written a book on the technique and teachings of Ron Paul. She was a great student of his for many years, and she's a wonderful artist, and she's going to be playing a piece I believe you're going to play later on in the show, the Madeline Dring Trio. It's a piece that's very rarely done. And they're playing that with Steve Martorello, who you'll know from the First Baptist Church in America. He's played all over the place. We have Clarice Thompson. I don't know if you know the RPM Voices. They would have been with us, but we couldn't get them all together. This is a tough time. It's holiday time.
Sure.
So
people
are traveling and going. But Clarice is going to be here. She's their director, and she is a wonderful singer. She's such a compelling singer. She's going to sing a gospel song, and she's going to sing a song that's very well known to a lot of people. I won't give it away, but it was a big Whitney Houston tune, and she said, I used to sing this before Whitney sang it. We have, let me see, who else did I mention? Who else have I not mentioned? James Morgan, who is going to accompany the choir. We have four choir numbers, and there's three that are organ accompaniment, and Jim Morgan is going to be accompanying those guys. Roy Allen Imperio, who is a Filipino pianist from Boston, is going to be coming to do a piece that's by a Filipino composer that's for solo piano. And he's also going to accompany the Philippine song that my husband arranged for solo tenor voice and combined choir with piano. So you're going to get to hear a little Tagalog as well on this program. As we mentioned, we have the Mango Trio. We have the Three Tenors of Rhode Island, which my husband founded when Sam and Esther Chester Save the Music Mansion. They founded this group to kind of vet this event. And so the Three Tenors have popped up all over the place in Rhode Island, and I will be accompanying them. They're going to be doing one of the famous Three Tenor pieces. I think they're doing two of the famous arias those guys do. And we have sitting in front of me one of the four people that are showing up as Trade Secret. Barbershop
quartet will be there. Can't wait. It's
I
be
can't
a lot
wait
of fun.
Either. It's just
you know, we should
be
go
fast.
Back to the three tenors for a minute. We'll talk more about the quartet later. Okay. But the three tenors, Ron Rathier, one of them, and Noel, Fred your Chef. Husband, and Fred, who has a recent great stardom and fame as playing in Les Mis at the
I
Ocean
know.
State
it's
Theater.
His. He said it's my dream role, and I just
he
I think it was
job.
His
great job.
Dream to do it, and it was a great joy. And Fred is a great joy. All three of those guys, when they get together, they have quite the chemistry. Mm-hmm. And so we knew we couldn't leave off the three tenors because they have kind of a crazy following. So right, I said, we got to have those guys.
All right. Well, we have an opportunity to get to the piece you mentioned, the Dring Trio. So we are going to get to a piece by them right now. We ran a little long in that first segment because we had so much to try to squeeze in. But we'll play a piece from them. Again, this is going to be a portion of that.
Well, this is Madeline Dring as a composer. It's not often done. Mm-hmm. It's she's an English composer. And I got the music from England. And Cheryl Cohen, somehow or another, knew the trio as well. So it's kind of it's a little secret. It's just a beautiful, charming little piece. And you'll hear why people love it.
We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Gigi, and we're talking about the wonderful program coming up on December 28th, 4 o'clock, at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Pawtucket. And a big, beautiful church, a nice facility to have
this
in.
It's a beautiful church. My husband and I recently became the music directors there. And when I say recently, I mean only in November. And they're a restart. This is an example of helping one another, or people mm-hmm. helping one another. This church continues to do such incredible work in the community. And less than a year ago, they were sort of in danger of being absorbed or, you know, going to another parish or closing their doors.
Right,
and
as,
they said,
as happens with a lot of big
cities. It does.
Churches.
And this congregation in particular is so resilient, and they believe so much in what they have to offer the community. They have a 13-bed shelter through Crossroads. They help. They have a school that they help out, where the Sunday schoolers pack school supplies, and they give them Christmas presents and gift certificates for food for the holidays. They're just an incredible group of people that just refuse to go down without a fight. And
oh,
so now here they have, they're looking for a new rector, and they have a new, two new music directors. So when I brought this up to them, this is all going through the Episcopal Relief Fund. And when I brought this up of doing it this way, they didn't have any ounce of saying no. They were so gung-ho and all for it, and they just loved the idea. And they've had a great tradition of music in their church, and Orea has performed there quite a bit. That's a normal performance venue for them at St. Mm-hmm. Paul's. It's at 50 Park Place, by the way, in Pawtucket.
Right, and that's for those of you that drive on Route 95. You can, if Route 95 in Pawtucket that were up higher, about 20 feet, you'd be able to see it very clearly as you go by the, there's a hotel, the Comfort Inn, I believe it is, it's right there.
Murphy's Law,
the restaurant, which used to be something else in Rhode Island.
Ground Round.
Right.
I know, I've been in Rhode Island a while now, if I
right.
know what
so
things used to be.
You have to know what they used to be. And, and the church is just down the street from there, just behind that, so that's it's easy to get to, and we'd love to see a lot of you there, and I will be there along with my guys and Trade Secret Quartet. And Trade Secret is very happy to participate in this. We recently just came back from, the real key, because I get people asking me this all the time, how do you become so successful in the world of quartet singing? I said, it's easy. You find three other talented guys. So that's what I've done again. And this group is fortunate to have won another championship, and will be off to compete internationally in Long Beach, California next month. And right now we are ranked 5th in the world, so that's kind of cool.
Aren't we lucky to have you? We are so lucky to have you be in this benefit.
It's
Thank you so much,
a
Mike.
A lot of
really.
Fun for us listening to all this other great talent. We'll do a little song from the quartet that that we'll be doing that night. This is actually an arrangement done by the Beach Boys that we picked up, and we heard it on YouTube, and said we can do that. So here's "Auld Lang Syne."
Should old acquaintance be forgot and ever brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
To get you in the mood for the end of the year.
I know, it's coming up, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And right now, there's other things happening besides all the programming that will be going on that night. You're going to have a silent auction attached
to this. We are. We're
going to
have so many things. It's ridiculous. I tell you, this is going to be a party. First of all, I got to say, we're going to have some Filipino food that is being made and donated by some real Filipinos. So that'll be fun at the reception.
Not from the Philippines, but real
no,
Filipinos.
No, yeah, exactly. Right. The cooks are from the Philippines.
There you go.
I have a dear friend, Leo Narducci, who is an international fashion designer. I had a very long career. He's doing a lot of accessories and jewelry now. And he said, hey, you know, some of my stuff is made in the Philippines and I want to be involved in this. He's a very good friend. And he said, I'm going to donate some of my, their cross necklaces, their big, beautiful, chunky pieces. I know they sell them at Clad In and they're very high end, beautiful pieces. And he said, I want to donate some pieces for a silent auction for
Excellent.
You. And I thought that was just so dear and wonderful. And I have a very good friend, Susan Vandenberg, who has a French pastry shop in the Pawtucket Artiste Cooperative, and she is donating two of her tarts. But she's an artist, too. I mean, we have all artists of various kinds involved in this, and Susan studied in France in some of the most famous places to study pastry making. She was at Gracie's for a while, and then she picked up steaks, and she and her husband just said, we're going to France. And she went to France and Cordon Bleu, I think. No, maybe not Cordon Bleu. I could be wrong. I should know.
But someplace.
I should know.
Someplace.
Le Notre, she learned to make croissants and Le Notre.
But, French fries.
But these are, no French fries. That would be good too. But Le Notre, she learned to make croissants, which is quite the place. But I feel remiss by not knowing where it is. I know conservatories, but less about cooking schools. But her pastry is transcendent.
There you go.
And of course, Leo is so well known all over the globe. So
this is just an effort to let you, the audience, know that there's lots of things going on and lots of ways to participate.
And if anybody would like to donate an item, I mean, this was just something that was, thought up by Leo. He said, I want to do this. And then I asked Susan, and Susan's donating the two tarts. And if anybody has an item that would like to donate it so we could raise more money.
That'd be great. Give Gigi a call. I'll give you the number again. It's 401-965-4641. And that'll be great. And speaking of the Philippines, we have some music we're going to listen to now that's Filipino music, correct?
Correct. I thought it was important that you have some Filipino voices, per se, even though the Filipino choirs that you're going to hear are not really here. They're in the Philippines. They travel. It's a great tradition of choral singing, and they do travel to this part of the world, some of these groups. But obviously, if they could be here, they would, but it's impossible. So we do have some CDs of things, to pick from, and I thought you might want to hear some Filipino singing and some Tagalog, because Tagalog is also the main language of the Philippines, also known as Pilipino. So it's a different sound.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Oh,
Gigi, we have so many people to talk about, so many things happening that time has flown by, and we're really a little going over time here, but we'll try to wrap it up and ask you to tell us about, I think we've mentioned everybody on the program.
Well, if I haven't, I apologize, and I'm sorry if I wasn't terribly detailed about everyone, but they've done so many wonderful, marvelous things, it's hard to, the bios are all in the program, people can read all about them.
Well, there you go, so all you got to do is show up, and
exactly.
That's December 28th, 4 o'clock at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Pawtucket. And we gave you a phone number one more time. It's 401-965-4641. And there's also an email address. Gigi's email address is st.stcecilia@outlook.com. If you want to email her, you can do it that way.
Correct.
And now, kind of wrapping up, we have one more piece of music to listen to, but you have lots more to say.
I do. I want to tell you that we are, the combined choir is made up of people that are soloists in their own right. A very dear friend of mine, Blythe Walker, who recently moved to town, she sang at the Met. She's going to be in the chorus. She sang big things at the Met. We have Maria Ferrante from Worcester, who is a soloist in her own right. She volunteered immediately to be in the choir. We have choirs from all over, from Rick, from Providence Singers, very fine people. And even friends of mine that have been around forever that have wanted to come and help out. We're doing the Ave Verum of Mozart, which everybody knows, the Hallelujah Chorus, which everybody knows from the Messiah, which is kind of timely. And we're doing a piece that Noel arranged, as I mentioned earlier, called Payapang Daigdig, which means peaceful world. And it rather became sort of a Christmas song because it talks about the peaceful world. Wouldn't it be nice if everything were at peace? It was about after the war and looking on the ravages. So that made sense to me to do this piece.
Absolutely.
And the piece we're going to hear next was a piece that my husband conducted. He was, before coming here to make his career as a solo artist in opera and concert, he was a choir director in his church for, I think, 7 or 8 years. He had a big choir, 40 people, 45 people in his choir in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And this was a special piece that he loved. Jane Marshall is the composer, and it's called My Eternal King. And I'm so pleased that Jim Morgan has agreed to accompany our anthems, because I think he is just the finest organist there is for this kind of playing. He's extraordinary. And with this 35 voices, it's going to be something not to miss. It'll bring tears to your eyes.
Excellent. Well, we've tried to give you a lot of information. Hope we didn't overwhelm you as an audience too much, but a lot of things going on, and we hope to see you there. I'll be there. Gigi, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike, and thanks for participating in the event. It means
a lot to us. Our pleasure. And we're going to listen to this, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.